Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. I'm not sure why my intro is not working tonight, but we are going to go ahead and welcome to It's Not Me, It's You. And my name is John. I'm your host for tonight. And we're going to get going with a song by Tyler Stinson called Radiate. That was Tyler Stinson with his song Radiate, kind of a cool vibe to that song. I like it a lot. So tonight we're going to talk about the green-eyed monster, the thing that is responsible for a lot of breakups, the thing that's responsible for a lot of arguments, and we're going to come up with some talk. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to come up with some solutions to it, and that is jealousy. Jealousy is something that, you know, I've had a lot of experience with, a lot of my friends, the people I talk to. I mean, everybody's gone through their lives with jealousy. You're jealous, you know, as a two-year-old because some kid is toy you want. You're jealous as a teenager because, you know, somebody got a better grade than you. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the difference between jealousy and envy. there is a difference between the two. We want to talk about that, but also to give some ways to cope with jealousy and how to overcome it. So the first thing I want to do is give a definition. This was the best definition of jealousy that I came across in the research I was doing for tonight's show. And two different definitions for the word jealousy. The first one is the feeling of wanting something someone else has. That can be a car. It can be obviously a person. It can be a home. It can be, you know, any kind of material possession. If you think they have a better personality than you do, or they're more outgoing, or they have more jewelry, whatever the case may be. But the feeling of wanting something someone else has. And the second definition is the feeling of being angry at someone because they are better off than you and they have what you want. To me, that is envy. That is the, if you're mad at somebody because they are doing better than you, then you're envious of them. And I think we have to distinguish between the two, because I think coping with it is a lot easier to do if you know if you're jealous or if you're envious. If you covet something that they want, some other synonyms for it, for the word jealousy, is covet. And that is, like one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet my neighbor's wife. Well, you know, you want something that somebody else has, so you covet her. There are a couple other different types of jealousy. The one would be, again, a rival in a romantic relationship, perhaps losing something of value to another person, which happens to be yours. Now, you know, people lose things in poker games all the time, money, jewelry, even people. I've heard of people who bet their children, bet their homes, bet their cars, and you lose something and you become jealous or, again, envious. But where we really play into all this is in a romantic relationship. We get jealous of people who are with people that we think we would be better for them. We get jealous when, somebody we're attracted to starts dating somebody else. I mean, jealousy, if you look at shows like Jerry Springer and you look at domestic violence and you look at, things of that nature, jealousy has a big part in there. And we want to, we want to kind of help figure out a way to cope with that a little bit better. Again, we talked about envy. Envy is defined as a hatred or bitterness towards another person for having an advantage that you don't have. And again, like we talked about in the previous definition, it's that anger part that makes us envious. If we're jealous, we're just kind of, oh man, I really wish I had that. I'm jealous of him because he's got her. But you're envious if it gets to the anger point. Now, envy sounds like a better word than jealousy does, because if you're envious, oh, I'm envy, that's nothing, I can get it if I want it, blah blah blah. But jealous is more of the rage, and I think the way that these definitions are speaking, it is flipped around, that envious is the more anger related emotion than jealousy is. Well, there are three types of people that you become jealous of, and we're going to categorize these very simple, because we're talking about romantic relationships, we're talking about friendships, we're talking about people to people. Okay, you can be jealous or envious of all the material possessions somebody has, but when they possess other people and jealousy, then we have to, we have to work on that a little bit more. There's a little bit more at stake there than just, I can go buy another possession, but if this other guy has a girl that I like, or somebody that I want to date or something like that, then I can't go buy another one her, at least not legally anyway. And, so that's where the jealousy becomes in. So the first and the most obvious is the jealous girlfriend or boyfriend, okay? Somebody that you're actually dating and you become jealous of them. They're flirting. They're talking to somebody else of the opposite sex. Hopefully, if they're with you, they're not flirting, but it happens, even unintentionally. The best way to deal with that kind of jealousy is very simple: conversation and logic. Use some common sense and use your mouth to talk instead of yell. It's hard when your girlfriend or your boyfriend has pushed you to the limit, in their conversing with other people, especially this day and age, and we talk about this on the show all the time, when there is, you know, there's text messaging, there's social media, there's, you know, online dating sites like Tinder, very instantaneous, and your significant other is sitting there on their phone. Well, who are they talking to if they're with you? Somebody, obviously, or something more important. And you run the risk, especially at the beginning of a relationship, you run the risk of, if you ask them, are you stepping over that line? You know, who are you talking to? I mean, what's, is it really important that you can't do it later? And then you start sounding all stupid and snarky and possessive, and it pushes people away. So you have to be cognizant of that. But that is a jealous emotion. That is what we're feeling. We're jealous because that person is spending, would rather talk to that person on the other end of the phone on the text message than with us, that the person they're with. The jealous girlfriend or boyfriend is mainly due to insecurities of that person. Think about this for a little bit. It's okay to ask what I was just talking about, but you have to do it the right way. Take the person aside, give them a hug, and say, what's going on? Is everything okay? There can't be any frustration in your voice. You know, just take a deep breath. Is everything okay? Is there something I can help you with? And turn the attention back onto you. Now, that person that you're with might defensively react by putting the blame back on you or somebody else that you were talking to. There might be tears. They might say there's nothing wrong. There might be alcohol involved. Usually there is. if there is a lot of alcohol involved, you know, how drunk are the two of you? I mean, is it pretty much early in the evening before you've had a chance to get hammered? You know, will talking while you're in that condition help you or hurt you? I know if you are a little bit, a little bit drunk, then you might have a problem trying to decide, is it a bad idea to have a drunk talk with them? Or maybe you should just, you know, let it go and talk about it tomorrow. Make the smart choice, though. Your ultimate goal, however, is to make somebody that you're talking to, the person you're talking to, see things the way that you're seeing them, ideally. To do that, you need to stay calm and you need to use some logic. Use your calm voice. Practice your calm voice. You know, we talk to kids about having an indoor voice and outdoor voice, you know, where the outdoor voice is the yelling and screaming loudly and all that. The indoor voice is the calm, cool, quiet voice that you want. You want your indoor voice for this, indoor voice for this. Remind your person that you love them, and, you know, that's important. If you don't love them, then you may not have to fix this. You may not want to fix this. And, you know, and the reason is that jealousy is very simply insecurity. Okay. If I get jealous, it's because I'm insecure with myself. All right. I'm insecure in the relationship. I bring that to the relationship. All right. Both of you cannot be insecure because it is, you know, it's hard to get both people in sync when both of you are the insecure. Somebody has to kind of step up and be the secure one. What fixes insecurities? Well, instilling the confidence and love back in that person. Use compassion. If you yell, I mean, remember when you were a teenager, remember you were a little kid, the more people yelled at you, you either slinked down and, you know, crawled away, or you got rebellious. And neither one, as adults, do we want in a relationship. We don't want people slinking away, and we don't want them rebellious to the fact that they go out and cheat on you or something like that, just because you got jealous. If you try this more than 3 times, and your significant other keeps acting, we can call it insane, maybe it's just not meant to be, okay? One thing as we go through this, you know, especially as we talk about relationships, remember one thing. One of two things is going to happen no matter what. One of two things is going to happen in your relationship. You're going to end up together or you're going to break up. It's that simple. You're going to end up together forever or you're going to break up. If you do not, and we talk about finding your one, but if you don't find your one, you're going to break up with this person at some point. So, you know, whatever reason it may be that they're not your one, this might be it. So call, cut your losses and move on. So that's the jealous girlfriend or boyfriend. The next one is the jealous ex-girlfriend or boyfriend. You have jealous exes. Everybody, you know, the jealous ex is ultimately the jealous freak. You hear horror stories about exes, you know, trashing apartments and you know, slashing your tires and harassing your family and harassing your new girlfriend or boyfriend. These people can get a little bit wacko. A lot of people have gone into therapy because they are not a good ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. Unfortunately, a lot of people have gone into jail because they're not a good boyfriend or girlfriend, ex-girlfriend or boyfriend. So regardless of how you broke up with the person, be the bigger person and be respectful. But while you do this, while you owe this other person some respect, you don't owe her the same kind of attention you did while you were dating. The ex is, you know, harassing you in public or harassing you online, don't address it in public, all right? Don't stoop to their level. You know, get together with them in person, either in public or, you know, where people can keep an eye on you, you know, around your friends or something, or somewhere where, you know, if they knife you, they'll get caught. But if you need to leave the scene, leave. If you need to ignore them, ignore them. But one-on-one, you need to address the behavior, all right? Maybe over the phone. Text message, not a good thing because text messages can be interpreted wrong. And they can be, very much misinterpreted, and that it could actually escalate the situation even worse. Be prepared for a painful conversation, okay? And just basically say, you know what, I don't want this to end like this. I don't want to communicate like this. Do you really want this to be the case? And let them answer. Sometimes if the person that is jealous about you or on you is crazy, it's not easy to deal with. And you have to, address it up front or it's going to get worse. Chances are jealous ex is just looking for a little attention and needs to understand that, you know, being humiliated in public, which is usually a pretty easy thing to do when they get like that, is not going to solve the problem, and it's actually going to make them look worse. So confront the beast, confront the jealous ex, and, you know, and deal with it as grown-ups, hopefully. And then the third type of jealous individual is the jealous friend, okay? The friend, to me, it's kind of unfathomable why you would be jealous as a friend. Because you know what? If you throw that kind of situation at them, what kind of friend are you? Or what kind of friend are they if that's what's going on? Friends support each other. Friends love each other through thick and thin. You know what they say? You know, your best friends will be the ones that go to jail with you, and then they'll, go rehash what happened the night before and do it all over again. So, you know, if you find a friend is jealous, you know, blatantly jealous in your friendship, it should never be tolerated. Seriously, you're flashing back to the seventh or eighth grade when you're doing that. And it's so juvenile, and we just don't want to deal with it. Cut that person out. Many people out there that you can deal with friends-wise, you know, if somebody is being that way. And this, unfortunately, and don't get mad at me for saying this, this pertains to a lot of women. Women get jealous of other women so easily. Talk behind their back, badmouth them, even in front of them. You know, oh, I can't believe you wore that, or your hair looks like crap, or, you know, do you do your nails with a chainsaw? Whatever the case may be, it's toxic. You don't want to be around people like that. Cut them out. So the jealous girlfriend or boyfriend, the jealous ex, and the jealous friend are the three types of jealous individuals that you have. So now we're going to break into some tips for overcoming jealousy in your relationships. So let's jump into that. But first, I feel like playing some more music. So we're going to jump in and play a little Six Wire. This song is called Die Living. We'll be right back with the seven tips for overcoming jealousy in relationships. Difficulties are hitting us. So So let me just find out what's going on with that. I may just end up continuing my talk. So waiting to hear from our sound guy and see what's going on with that. Okay, so it's hearing. I'm just not hearing it. So let's go ahead and get started with dialogue.
Get one go round, say a prayer and give it hell. I like the way the fast lane feels. I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friend. I give a damn when it's worth giving. And when I die, I'll die living. Take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friend. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living. The way the fast lane feels, I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it melts. I take a bullet for my friend. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living.
All right, that was Six Wire with Die Living. So let's go ahead and continue on with the tips for overcoming jealousy in a relationship. First of all, let's talk about what does it mean? If you're jealous in a relationship, what does that mean? It's very simple. Jealousy lies, jealousy is because we have a fear of loss. We don't want to lose what's ours, especially in a relationship, which is, again, what we're talking about here. If you're with somebody and you become jealous of them, you fear that you're going to lose them because they're flirting with other people, which, you know, makes you want to reevaluate your relationship at that point anyway. But you also, fear of retribution if you go out. What are your friends going to say? What are her friends going to say? You know, what will the public, how will the public view you? And the worse that gets and the deeper we get into that, the harder it gets for us to actually not be jealous. So, you know, every situation is different. You know, every couple goes through their issues, whether they're married or not. You know, infidelity is a big deal. Financial is always a big deal. And this green-eyed monster is a big deal when it comes to, you know, relationships and how they're handled internally. There are more than feelings of fear, more than feelings of anger and hate and disgust and hopelessness is jealousy. And that is a hard thing for a lot of people to understand and a hard thing for a lot of people to deal with. So let's get to some of the things we can do in the last half of our show tonight to overcome jealousy, but in a relationship specifically. And I know it may sound trite here for number one, but how about you actually believe what your partner says? Those people who have been burned by a lot of people understandably have a problem believing and trusting. And you know, I can probably say I would qualify in that a little bit for my personal situation. But the person you're with is not the people you've been with. And you have to give that person the benefit of the doubt. You have to allow them, give them your trust and allow them to have that trust until they prove otherwise, versus, you know, making them prove it over a long period of time. They won't be around for that. Trust them up front, believe what they say, and then if you find out, you know, down the road, or you discover that they were lying or whatever, you know what? They're not your one. They're not the one you're supposed to be with. But believe them. Take them at their word. And if they do lie to you, they're not making a fool out of anybody but themselves. Okay? If they do lie, they're lying to themselves. They're lying to you, and they make a fool out of themselves. Okay? It's really the fine line on this one is very simple. Constant questioning. That can be as destructive as, you know, as anything in a relationship. The constant questioning, where have you been? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? When are you coming home? Who are you texting? Who are you Facebooking? Whatever the case may be. Constant, bam, 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 bam. That's a sign of mistrust. That's a sign of, that's your problem. It's not their problem. So you need to, you know, come to grips with that and help by just believing them, start acting like you believe them at least, and then deal with it internally so that you know, at least give off the ability, give them give them the appearance that you are believing what they say. If you've been checking that they really were who they said, where they have said they've been, let me try that again. I'm trying to get the words out of my brain here. If you have checked up on them, if you're checking out their stories, you know, were they who they said they were with? You know, where they said they were going to be? Stop doing that, because that's going to get back to you, and it's going to get back to them, and it's going to blow up in your face. If they tell you that they love you, believe them. That's the bottom line. Okay. God, made it through that one, huh? Sometimes getting thoughts out through this mouth of mine is not always the easiest thing to do. So, all right, the second one is, I know it's easier said than done, but stop comparing yourself to other people. You are who you are. You are an individual. You have different personality traits than other people. You have different physical traits. You make a different amount of money. You drive a different car. You know. This, as I say all that, this brings to mind a very funny kind of a quote that back from the TV show MASH, way long time ago, before some of y'all were born, one of the doctors on there, Frank Burns, used to say that individuality is great as long as we all do it together. And it doesn't work that way. Don't compare yourself to other people. This becomes a self-esteem issue. It becomes a low self-esteem issue. You're not that guy or you're not that girl. You are you. And if they don't love you for that, then you don't need to be with them. If your friends don't like you for who you are, you don't need to be with them. So there's a lot of different ways to do, but you need to get that self-esteem and your self-confidence built back up. I do this all the time. They're looking. You know, we are not the best looking people in the world. I mean, there's nobody that's, I mean, there are some beautiful, beautiful people, but there's always somebody better looking. There's always somebody richer and funnier and smarter and younger. You know, and these are just all qualities of a, what they call a product. Okay. There's always going to be somebody like that. And if you're worried that your significant other is going to leave you for somebody better looking, richer, funnier, smarter, or younger, you're going to live a very unhappy life. So be secure, have some self-esteem about yourself. You know what? Walk around like you are the best looking, the richest, the funniest, the smartest, and the youngest, even though I know we're not. But if you walk around with that kind of an attitude and confidence about yourself, then you know what? The person you're with, and quite frankly, other people will notice too. So try and do that. See if you can do that, but stop comparing yourself to other people. The next point, don't. And I'm going to emphasize this again. Just don't play games. I hate games. Board games, good. Sports games, great. Mind games, not so much. Too much up there already. Don't have time to deal with it. Don't even have room for it. You know, I don't want to bump out, you know, the theme from the Brady Bunch. It's locked away in my brain so that I can put some game plan thought in there that some woman put in my head. Don't do it. Jealousy is excruciatingly uncomfortable. It is a very uncomfortable emotion. It's not something that you want to be carrying around with you all the time. But a lot of people play the game to make their potential, especially boyfriend or girlfriend, jealous. You know, it's like if you're in sales, if that takeaway closes, if you take away something that somebody wants, they're going to work harder to get it. Well, women, ladies especially, if you take away yourself from us, even though you might want us, and you start hanging out with somebody else, you know what? They're yours. You can have them. I'm not into playing the games. I know a lot of guys are not into playing the games. And I'll tell you the main reason we're not. Ladies, I will give you the inside scoop into our brains. We don't like the fact that you're playing games with our head, mainly because we don't know that you're playing games with our head. We just think you're being a bitch, or we just think you're being mean, or we just think you're not interested. We don't know that you're playing games here. So it will help us if you tell us, hey, I'm playing a game. Or just come out and say, hey, you know what? I dig you. Let's go out and see what happens. Don't play games. The next one. It might be a terrible thought. It might be something you don't want to ever consider. But be prepared to lose that person that you're with. As I said before, one of two things are going to happen in a relationship. You're going to be with forever, or you're going to break up. There's no in-between. There's no in-between. So you should always be prepared for one or the other. If you don't think that that person is going to be your forever person, then eventually, if not sooner if not later, you're going to break up. So be prepared to lose them. Jealousy will just accelerate the breakup. It will make it come faster because nobody wants to deal with it. People with high self-esteem can experience intense jealousy if they tend to feel that they themselves must always be the center of attention. So pretty healthy self-esteem. Those of you who know me know that. I don't always show it, but I, at least in public, I try to show it. But I understand that I am not going to be the center of attention. Ladies have a lot of trouble. A lot of women have problems with that because they'll walk into a room, all heads will turn, and then it's like, okay, how many heads are going to turn back to what they were doing, or how many heads are going to stay on the girl who just walked in the door? So self-esteem, but if a lot of people don't pay attention to you, males and females, then, you know, you get a little bit jealous about that, and that's okay. But it's about going around and working the room and different levels of jealousy. So how intense your jealousy will depend on how high or how low your self-esteem is. If you have low self-esteem, you probably won't give a crap that nobody's looking at you because you're used to it. That's why you have low self-esteem, is because nobody pays attention to you, nobody talks to you, nobody hangs out with you. So naturally, you think it's yourself, it's not them. Well, remember the name of the show. It's not me, it's you. It's not you, it's them. It's not me, it's them. So any way that you want to look at it. The next one, stop confusing make-believe with reality. Jealousy is a psychological problem, okay? Just like hypochondria to paranoia to being afraid of spiders even, bipolar, whatever the case may be. It's psychological. But it's driven by your imagination. I imagine that this is happening. I'm imagining that this is going on with my spouse or my girlfriend. Stephen King has made a stellar career from making stuff up and writing about it, but he distances himself from the stuff he creates in his head. He does not believe anything that he writes is real because he imagined it. So think about this scenario, trusting your imagination so much, but think about this scenario that I'm about to talk about. Your partner is home later than you thought they were going to be. You start to imagine them having an intimate drink with the handsome guy or girl or good-looking girl you saw working in their office, or that beautiful sister or brother of the new gym partner you happen to see one time. You become angry. You become upset. You become frightened without having any evidence of what you imagine being real. They come home, and you react strangely. You react weirdly by becoming very cold or distant, and you have an outburst of anger towards that person. They become defensive and angry back in return because you've jumped all over them for nothing. Remember, there was a YouTube video of a dog that became very angry with its own leg. If you haven't seen the video, it's hilarious. It's a little dog. He's growling, and he's biting, and it's his own back leg he's getting angry at. It's hilarious. But the more he moves his leg, the angrier the dog got with it, of course not realizing that the dog was moving the leg and it was his leg. So, you know, a lot of people, millions of people saw this video. It's one of those virals. But psychologically, we as people do a variation of this all the time. If you stop getting emotional just because you imagine something, you'll take a very healthy step towards regaining control of that jealousy. The point of it is stop wiggling your leg and getting mad at it. Stop, imagining that the person you're with is doing something wrong. I used to be very bad at this, and I'm not sure how I got over it, but I did, is when I was dating somebody and they weren't with me, I imagined they were screwing every other guy out there. I mean, it was horrific, and it cost me relationships because I would accuse them of something they weren't even close to doing. So, you rein that in, and maybe it's medication, maybe it's therapy, maybe it's alcohol, maybe it's, any number of reasons you can get rid of it, but hopefully you can get rid of it in your own mind and not do that anymore. Now, it's just like, you're having your life, you're living your life, and if you want to spend some of it with me, that's great, and embrace that and be confident about it. And a lot of it has to do that the more confident you are and more content you are with being with yourself, the easier it is for you to have a relationship with somebody else. Okay, a couple more to go, and then we'll be wrapping up for tonight. Since we're talking about dogs and we're talking about jealousy in relationships, lengthen the leash a little bit, okay? That means relax with, letting your partner spend a weekend away with friends without you. Letting them have more freedom, going out with the girls or heading out with the guys she's a girl, then going out with the girls. If you're female and you're dating a guy, letting him go out with the guys, okay? Let's not have your female significant other, your girlfriend, going on a trip or going out hanging out with a bunch of guys. That might be a little much, but You know, let them chat with an attractive colleague. You know, keeping in mind that they may not find that colleague as attractive as you in your mind think they do. Remember, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. What you might think is attractive, they might think is ugly, and vice versa. So they are attracted to you, which is why they're with you until such time that that changes. You either break up or you end up getting married or whatever your long-term plan is. If you suspect that your partner is trying to make you jealous, then you can cut this by relaxing about it. Okay. You know, she's, let's say my girlfriend, imaginary at this point, is saying, yeah, I'm going to go out with the girls and some of the guys from work are going to be there and, you know, they're really hot and all that. Okay, great. Go have fun. She was making a statement to try and make me jealous, but, and this goes back to the game playing, oh, by the way. And I was like, okay, cool. Go have fun. And, you know, do what you got to do. Now, ideally, in a perfect relationship, you'd be invited to go. But sometimes that doesn't always work out. Last but not least, use your imagination to make you feel better, not worse. We talked about the imagination is the main reason the jealousy kicks into gear. But use it to make yourself feel better, not worse. Try this. Try this exercise. If you find yourself getting jealous over anything, you know, a you know, boyfriend or girlfriend, or, you know, even if you're envious about somebody, close your eyes and relax. Think about the type of scenario that makes you the most jealous, whether it's knowing your partner is, you know, out with somebody that is maybe, in your opinion, better looking than you. You're imagining them with someone else. Is seeing them talking and laughing with somebody else making you jealous? Now, while you're thinking about that, breathe deeply and focus on relaxing different parts of your body in turn, your arms and your legs and your neck, your shoulders. Imagine seeing yourself looking calm, relaxed, disinterested in that type of situation, and show that your imagination can help you control yourself. Visualize your partner doing all the things that made you feel jealous and see yourself not responding with jealousy, but rather with some calm detachment. The more you do this, the less jealousy is going to mess with you. And that will work, and again, it goes back into your mind. Close your eyes, relax your body, and think the opposite thoughts of jealousy. Okay, I always call puppies and meadows. Think of puppies and meadows, and that's very calming, you know, for a lot of people. So try that the next time you find yourself getting jealous over a male, a female, a material possession. You're envious over a coworker getting a promotion. You're finding yourself getting angry because somebody has a nicer car than you. Whatever the case may be that's causing this, you know, get over it. It's going to make you a better person. It's going to make people want to be around you more. And most importantly, I think you'll live a longer life and be happier. And that's what matters. So thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I hope that was helpful. We're going to wrap up tonight again with the song by Tyler Stenson. We start out with tonight called Radiate. Don't forget to go to itsnotmeradio.com. Like our Facebook page, like our Twitter, follow us on Twitter. And there are there's a place there on PayPal to make a donation to the show if you so desire. But we always appreciate our listeners and some cool stuff coming up. You know, as you know, we are here in Nashville. CMA Week is coming up here in the next couple weeks. I'll be filming some videos, doing some interviews on the street with a couple hundred thousand of my closest friends coming into town for that festival. And look for the link to YouTube on the website, or just search YouTube in the next couple of weeks for some relationship videos coming out. So as always, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you joining us, and we appreciate Tyler Stenson. He's singing Radiate. You guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you next week, next Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. Join us again. Check the website probably Monday for our topic, and we'll look forward to talking with you then. And as always, peace out.
back the summer that she gave. She raised.